Here we go.
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 279, riding Soarin' around the world, two times. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we catch a double ride around the world and get startled at some of the world's greatest sights. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. So, 3 for 3. I'm on a roll, guys. I think there's a chance I'll get through all these memories in the next couple years at this pace, which is great because, again, I can't wait to get back to Walt Disney World. It's sad, but with each new memory I release, I just want to go back there more. Does that happen to you guys too? I guess, you know, we should get right to it then. So today, we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun is setting and giving way to a beautiful evening. The rain has started outside. The thing is, we're dry inside the Land Pavilion with plenty to do, and it will push through quickly, giving way to one of those perfect Florida winter evenings. If you remember from Memory 278, we made it to the Land Pavilion, and as we were working our way around the outside rim, we passed the awesome Planet Movie Theater, which was just about to start. As we finished, we decided that this is the great time to eat, and Sunshine Seasons, where we were going to be, is right here. We were able to find some great and light fare that is just beyond mac and cheese or chicken fingers. The food was excellent. I think I had a stir fry, Susie had some Indian food. We all really just enjoyed what we had. And now that we're fed, we have the energy to handle that posted 30-minute line for Soarin'. To our surprise, though, we didn't even get stopped in the line until we were just before the pre-show. We're led into the leftmost loading area as we're near the back of the show, so unfortunately things are a bit warped from this side. We'll laugh about it though, because we've seen the attraction many times before, so we're okay. As we let out though, not even 15 minutes probably after we got in line, it was a no-brainer. Let's go do it again. So we loop back around immediately, get in that 30-minute posted waiting time, and walk all the way up to the pre-show again. This time we're stopped just short though, and we're in the first boarding group for the next show, which puts us, you guessed it, at the right. So again, we laugh about the curved buildings, but we just thoroughly enjoy our rides. As we return to Earth though, we're pretty sure where we're going next. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in this memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we take a double trip on a great family-friendly attraction.
Yep, we're in team green. Nope. Yes, ma'am. Awesome. Thank you very much.
How many here? Five. We're gonna
What's found in Alcor Island in the room? What is found in Alcor Island and is the reason known as Purple Island?
Purple rocks.
That's right. The sea snails have been used to create purple dye for thousands of years. Zero points.
We failed. Come on, guys. There's an X at the top right. Does that just take you out of that?
What will question? Which country does not
liger as
its
national animal?
Does not use it?
Yeah, I don't do it with Bangladesh.
No, Thailand. The national animal of Thailand is the elephant. So if the line's this long, we may just get around and do it again.
Yeah.
Maybe get more time to play the game.
Yeah.
The whole reason we got in line. Welcome to Ecuador. What is the official language of Ecuador? Spanish, English, Portuguese, or French? No, I'm gonna try Spanish.
Probably not. Okay.
No, I was gonna. Oh, it was either that or no.
Yep.
It was X. He's right. Yep. Mikey, we need to check you. Hold on. No.
That was just like.
Just like only what you got. Is it raining outside? Is that what I heard?
I was just checking. It's a light rain in 24 minutes.
When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the undersea compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and of course, these little beauties.
Nice work, pal.
Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. As smaller aviators don't measure up to the height of the gator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling.
There's nice work, pal.
That's where it fell. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seat, seatbelt, carrying items, safety, strength, fear of heights. Keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Have a nice day. Back back here. Right again.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
Woo-hoo! This is Neuschwanstein. This is the replica of St. Olaf's Castle. You see the people over there? Can you imagine that view? Got their hats?
Being able to predict everything was fun. The fact that it still scared me though. I tried to predict I was like that way it's gonna get there. And then it still got me.
When did he get his jacket on?
Yeah.
After the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Are we going to go again? Yes. Is it rainy?
Well, it's rainy. Yes.
Oh,
Come on. We're gonna walk onto this. Oh, not quite. Nope. Did I?
Yes.
I don't know. Goes on for miles and miles.
42 or 81. I'm going to say 42. There we go. 42 to
28.
Yay! Right. The waters of the Nile River are resources for 11 different countries.
Oh, wow. How many points did we get? 757.
What are some destinations would you like to visit? Manila, the Philippines, Johannesburg, South Africa, Madrid, Spain, Bangkok.
I would lean towards Madrid.
I like Philippines.
Good one.
I've been to Madrid.
You have.
It's a poll.
100%.
Yeah, us.
Are we the only one?
Yes.
I'm
the only one
playing the game right now.
Because
nobody's in line.
Hey, green team's winning.
Woo! Okay, we got one.
Welcome row. To France. This French author's works and cues, The Count of Monte Cristo, that's Hugo, and Three Musketeers.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Yeah,
I don't.
Next party, you're going to be in row number one as well. And probably here.
This puts us on the end. No, we want to be top row in there, but. No, not necessarily. Yeah, there are two.
There's 10. There's 10
They're four, we're four, they're two. Awesome cold water. Well, let's go. Yeah. Great wall. Monument Valley, where the balloons are. Back around the world.
Alright, so first stop.
Tanzania, so this is the elephants. Mount Kilimanjaro. So if you look up in the background, there's Mount Kilimanjaro rising over the elephants.
This is not in order.
No.
Sydney, do you met this, the bridge with water and the opera house?
And the plane that flies at us. Fiji. This is something I want to go see. This is Iguazu Falls.
In Brazil, that's what Mikey, that's what he thought it was Niagara.
No, no, no.
Iguazu.
Patrick, I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. That's worked out. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, I might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seat, seatbelt, carry-on items, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else? Yeah. Have a nice day.
All right, aviators, we're going to be boarding with row 3 first. Row 2, you're going to follow them, and then row 1. Come on down, row 3.
That's the poison. I mean, the poison to kill Cusco. Cusco's poison. Bad poison.
Cusco?
No, that's not Cusco, but that's Kronk.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
They already did too. Yep, they learned backwards. They go, yep. 3, 2, 1, blast off.
I think I remember most about Kronk is him talking to the squirrels.
Squeaker, squeak, squeak. Squeaking. Can I leave this here? That works for me.
Keep it right over here behind this black line.
Assist the tower, please.
And then make sure we're moving all the way down. Yeah, you got to give me those two perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
Thank you.
for Soarin' with us. Unfasten your seatbelt, just push down on the red button on your right. Be sure to gather all your carry-on items from the underseat compartment and exit to your left. Have a great stay here.
The only weird part about Epcot, fireworks over the parking lot. No guarantees yet, bud.
Are we going to Ride at 22?
No.
Are we going to Ride at
22? No, Mikey just thinks we should. I want to go do Living with the Land while we're here. Yes. So which is better, Soarin' or Test Track?
Test Track.
Mile or so.
That's hard.
It's a mile.
It's not hard for me.
It's, you gotta get through.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.